You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, what's going on? I am Eric E.Z., as my wonderful Ed McMahon there says. Zuli! And you guys are about to listen to Easy Talk Live, powered by EasyWayBroadcasting.com, WTV Networks. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Music That Pays Magazine, Soul Central Magazine, Genesis Radio Birmingham, FM Radio, Avant Garde Magazine, Fan TV Global Networks, Backstage Access Magazine, all of our wonderful supporters and sponsors. You guys can check everything out at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We got an amazing show for you guys today. I'm excited to announce and actually introduce you guys to a really cool artist. He'll be coming on here pretty soon. His name is Kay Parker. He just did a single with Baby Bash. And, you know, it's brought to us by Music That Pays Magazine, Music Distribution, Inc. We're going to be playing a little snippet of his song and, you know, seeing what he's got to say, what his struggles have been like, what his life's like, and get to know the guy a little bit. It's always fun to get to know new people. I love getting to know new people. So we're going to go ahead and pop on my girl, Destiny, in honor of her birthday. Happy birthday, Destiny. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Destiny. Happy birthday to you. This is her song, Illuminate, Destiny McKenzie. Shout outs to Destiny. And congratulations on your new involvement with Live Nation and everything that you do. So this is Destiny, Illuminate, guys. Then we're going to get right into the show. You're listening to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And you can download our application, my application, at ERIC Zuley. On your Apple or your Android device. And you can have us in your pocket. How cool is that? All right, we'll be right back.
I just want to feel your light. Get lost in the state of mind. Everything that I've dreamed is standing in front of me, reaching for you, I believe. So I'll follow my vision, even if I'm blind. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we're back, and you're listening down the background. You're listening to a little bit of the new track by Kay Parker, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on one of our sponsors, Ryan Brown with Music That Pays Magazine, Music Distribution, Inc. Ryan Brown, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, what up, EZ? Good to be on the show, man. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah. So you got one of your artists on. I mean, you know him better than I do, man. And you know how my life is and what we've been doing with the Special Olympics and Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund and all the different events. And I just haven't had a chance to do research on him yet. So I want to make sure we do him justice on an introduction. I mean, that's awesome. So Kay Parker just did a track with Baby Bash, and you know what's funny is I know Baby Bash. If you guys actually go through the archive and you look at Eric Zulli Baby Bash on Google, you'll see a really wonderful show we did with him. And so tell us about Kay Parker, man.
Absolutely. Well, Kay Parker is hailing out of Houston, Texas right now. He's a part of the Airtrax Music Records label. So if you want more information on him, obviously, Airtrax, A-R-R-T-R-A-X-X. You can Google search it. You'll find their website there. But yeah, we just did a song with Baby Bash, just shot the official music video that's now available. We're using this as a platform to be able to showcase that off. And, you know, honestly, this is a good platform for us to really bring attention to what we're really trying to do here, EZ, which is get people, especially the younger generations, more involved with the arts. I know me and yourself, we've always been involved with the community activism, and what we really want to showcase off is that by going to these different events that we'll be going to over this next course of a couple months, we're really focusing in on getting the attention from the youth into programs that are centered around arts. And what better way to do that with pop music? So with Kay Parker, what we really envision with his brand is we want to be able to have a fun, poppy sounding style, you know, but it's going to also have a positive message behind it. And that's what we really want to envision for it, especially with the Airtrax Music Record label. They also have several different artists that are on there focusing on gospel and R&B. And so with this, he's kind of the young, fresh face of the Airtrax Music Record label. So we really are proud to introduce him, and especially with this feature song with an industry veteran like Baby Bash. So this is a really exciting time for all of us.
I love that, man. You know, the Easy Way always supports anybody that's giving back to the community. And as you guys know, we have Easy Way Cares, which is hashtag Easy Way Cares, letter E, letter Z. So we have the wonderful Kay Parks on the line, Kay Parker. And how you doing, Kay? You're on air. Can you hear your music?
Yeah, I can hear it.
There you are. Yeah, okay, cool. I'm like, hey, is he there? Hey, man, nice to meet you. Welcome to the show, Easy Talk Live. I'm Eric Zulli, and congrats on giving back, man. We'd love to hear that.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
So everybody, the person that you're listening to right now is Kay Parker, and he's a talented musician hailing from Houston, Texas, with his debut release, Backseat, with a remix featuring Baby Bash. And you can get more information at ArtTraxMusicCords.com. Well, hey, talk to us, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, as you were saying, I'm originally from Houston, Texas. I'm the oldest of two. You know, I'm a God-fearing man. So, and I love music. And if it wasn't for music, I don't know where I'd be right now. I just, you know, I enjoy singing. You know, some people get tired of me singing, but they know I love it so much.
So when you said, okay, so you just said that I'm sensing a little bit of a hardship in your travel as an artist. Am I sensing correctly?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Well, would you mind sharing that with us on some of the hardships that you faced and why I sense that? Because sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And we really want to get to know you on the show. And then, how you overcame some of those hardships and how you got with Ryan Brown and Music That Pays. That's big, you know?
Yeah.
I know that person.
It was very big. I got to know Ryan through my label, Miss Martha. with Attrax Music. And the hardship about it was, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years, and it's now coming to play to, you know, I'm to that level of being in the industry. And, you know, at times I wanted to quit, but I say, now you love this, so continue to go on with it. You know, I had a lot of people encourage me from just encouraging me through the whole trial. But, you know, I stuck through it, and most of the time, you know, I just prayed about it, and God just got me through it all.
I love it, man. I love that you're mentioning God. I mean, we are a vehicle for you know, helping to facilitate what God wants in Hollywood and the corporate world. And so that's cool that you prayed. This isn't a preaching show, but it definitely interests me to hear that you prayed when you had hard times. What happened after you prayed?
Well, what happened after I prayed? I started meeting new people. Just started getting more and more, things were just happening. And, you know, as more and more things started happening, I'm just thanking God for everything, just the little things, just thanking God. No, that's
okay.
Basically the big thing is, you know, just thank God for just waking you up in the morning, because, you know, everyone doesn't wake up in the—
You're exactly right, man. And anybody that's listening, remember that. Thank God every day that you do wake up. And you know, I encourage some of the listeners to maybe go down to the children's hospital, or if you ever think that your life is bad and you know, you got a hard time, go and look at other people that are maybe dealing with you know, health issues and things like that, to make you know, open up the reality a little bit more. But okay, so Ryan, you're on here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I interject for a second here? I wanted to also mention, too, that we're going to be coming out there April 24th to L.A. with Kay Parker. We're going to also participate with you, Eric, on some of the events and activities that you have going on out there. And what we're really using that as a vehicle for is we're promoting for an anti-bullying campaign that's going on with our some of our label mates out in the Oakland area. What's been happening on there, it's a killing field out there. And I know with yourself, you're very much a part of the anti-cyberbullying campaign. We've also been working on this anti-bullying campaign with inside the schools. So what's really important is we're going to use this vehicle that we're now creating with these live shows and events, along with the promotional materials, to make it cool for kids to look up to these musicians as icons within the industry that they see. They're not bullying. They're very much anti-bullying. So we want it to be not cool to bully people, not cool to cyberbully people. And so with these events, we're going to be around the youth a lot, especially with the one that's coming up on the 26th in Defermery Park. We have the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, along with the mayor services that are going to be there. Mayor will be in attendance from Oakland themselves. Because, like I said before, there's just such a need out there to really represent to the youth what bullying really does. And if you think about it, the average 12-year-old kid who's out there, he's looking up to these industry icons that aren't necessarily promoting that. What they're promoting is promiscuity. They're promoting drugs. They're promoting violence. They're promoting all these things. Yes, and I understand that. For us as a music record label, we have to understand that as well. And it's almost a catch-22, because in order to catch their attention, we have to talk about the things that catches their attention. But when they see us in real life, we have to act accordingly to what we're really talking about. Like, for instance, if it wasn't for music and getting into the recording industry, I think I would probably be somewhere else, more on a dangerous path in life. Either that, or I'd be sitting inside of some cubicle somewhere, not really enjoying my true passions. So with what we're trying to do and what we're trying to encourage the youth with these next upcoming events, along with the participation of Easy Way Broadcasting, is we're really trying to encourage the youth to find these programs within their own community, get involved with arts and the creative side of life, because there is a lot of lucrative opportunities. And I know for myself that it puts you on a pathway of success. At least it puts you in a pathway where you're passionate about something. And, you know, there's a lot of darker roads that you can go down in this life. But like I said, with Kay Parker's campaign, with the AirTrax campaign, what we're really trying to promote is we're really trying to promote the anti-violence and anti-bullying. So I just wanted to interject that in the conversation as well.
No, definitely. Thank you, Ryan. I mean, and you know that we're all about anti-bullying, anti-cyberbullying, sex trafficking, and stopping the nonsense in general. So, Kay Parker, do you want to expand upon anything that Ryan said?
Yeah, as far as bullying, you know, I was bullied coming up, young age. And
how were you bullied? If you don't mind me asking, how were you bullied? What
happened?
Well,
you know, being, you know, teased about certain things, and people, you know, just jump on me just for nothing, just for fun. But, you know, and all I got through it, you know, I got through it. And it's because of music. Because of music. Because when you write down the things how you feel or talk to someone, you tend to feel better at times, you know. So anybody out there that's getting bullied or anything, don't hold it in. You know what I'm saying? Don't hide it. Because if you hide it, it's going to continue to happen. You have to tell someone. You know, it's okay to be scared, but you have to tell someone.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And you know, anybody that's listening, you know, if you are going through anything like that, then make sure that, you know, no matter what, you are telling a friend, a parent, or a teacher of some sort, or even I know older people that are actually being bullied as well. And I mean, right. Bullying comes in all shapes and sizes. It's not just, I mean, people think bullying are kids on a playground and, you know, a kid gets pushed or something, but no, bullying is, I mean, it's stuff that happens on social media and it's competition of businesses, you know, and bullying comes in so many different ways, and it does drive people to suicide and crazy situations. So, you know, we're all about awareness as much as we can to stop that as humanly possible. And we're actually going to be doing something, guys, that anybody that's listening, we're going to be doing something, as you guys know, on our board. You know, we have Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. We have Chris Donovan, the former director of the Golden Globes. We're working with Antonio Giolini as a partner and soon to be a board member at the Family Film Awards on CBS, the Olympia Awards backed by the United Nations. It goes on and on. Ernie Singleton, former president of MCA Records. You know, we deal with a lot of, not to name drop, but just giving an idea of what Easy Way Broadcasting is and what is the potential with it. And so what I'm getting at is anybody out there that's supporting their community, that's trying to stop bullying, that's making a difference and actually can prove it and can show us stats or statistics of money that you've raised or awareness that you've done, whatever, we're going to open up opportunities for you on event situations, and all this can be submitted right on our application, ERICZULEY. We have a lot of different vehicles of promoting music, and we're really getting in some different doors. And just like, you know, you're mentioning God, Kay Parker, I love that. God has given us tremendous gifts, and we're trying to give back as much as we can. So who are some of the artists you look up to and why, Kay Parker?
As far as Pink and Jamie Foxx, because, you know, I look at Tank as, you know, he's a great writer, you know, and he look at R&B, real R&B, you know, nowadays it's not, everybody don't look at real R&B as real R&B anymore, but he's a great motivator because he's went through certain things as well. Don't know everything, but he's, you know, everybody grows up and learns from what they've been in the past. So he writes too about what he's been through.
Now you said real. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. Then I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you said real R&B.
Uh huh.
What's the difference between R&B and real R&B?
Real R&B is always talks about. It comes from the heart. Real comes from the heart. And, you know, it's so much behind when it comes out through song. You know, you can really, really, really feel what a person going through as far as real R&B. It's always about love and basically just telling a woman really how you feel, telling a person how you feel from just from the jump. Don't hide anything, don't hold nothing back.
I agree. So you think that some artists out there are not really doing real R&B? You think that they're
yeah.
What's regular R&B to you?
Regular R&B basically is not giving, you know, really detail. It's not really detail about what you're trying to, where you're trying to go, where you're trying to get.
Okay, and I have a comment to make on that too, Eric. I noticed within the industry you have hook people who are just chorus singers, and that's all they do, and then they call themselves an R&B artist. However, all they're doing is talking about, or singing about, I should say, some meaningless song that's inside of another type of genre of music. However, they're being labeled in the industry as R&B artists.
Right.
Versus a true R&B artist, I feel, is somebody who composed ballads and composed anthems for the stadiums and other things like that, that are really touching on true emotional states, and it's really coming from that artist themselves and not like a camp of people, because I noticed that is happening a lot in the industry today, especially in the hip-hop world, where you have one singer who sings a really good hook, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got 15 rappers on there. Not really an R&B song or an R&B singer.
I agree. You know, hold that thought, Ryan. I hold that opinion. I definitely agree. I mean, this is getting to be a pretty cool discussion. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. You know, please feel free to call in at 914-338-1303, or you can chat with us live. We're live and direct on easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And we'll be right back for more from our sponsors.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming week. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off the money now. I'm a magnet, off the money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
All right, guys, and we're back. You're listening to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, letter E, letter Z. And, yeah, you can actually listen to you can go and see any of our blog posts, any of our news posts on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Click on news, And then you can see all the official blog posts that we do on WTVnetworks.com, WTV.me, which is a worldwide news blog with close to 8 million viewers. And so we're back with Kay Parker and Ryan Brown having a pretty cool discussion. And we were talking about what's real R&B versus regular R&B. And Ryan Brown, Kay Parker, we're back on air. How you doing?
Good.
Having a cool little...
I was thinking over the course of the break about the regular R&B versus new school R&B or not R&B. I think that music is always a constant evolution. And what you're seeing a lot right now is such of a cross-genre mix. If you look at artists like Chris Brown and Drake, you'll kind of notice in a lot of their songs, they're going in a lot of different styles where they're crossover artists. Drake really isn't a rapper, but he's not really a singer, and neither is Chris Brown. And so I think there is also an evolution inside the music industry as far as what's the definition of an R&B singer. You know, I grew up with more traditional R&B singers like Keith Sweat or, you know, Toni Braxton or people like those who are real true R&B singers. So that was my thought on it as well, too. There's definitely an evolution on what R&B is classically defined as.
Right.
Okay, I was going to let you chime in on that, Kay Parker. So this is my question for you. If you, because I'm curious about your life and you know, the beginning of the conversation when we first started. If you had a crystal ball, and you could be watching yourself, and you could go, you know, back in the past, and you could talk to yourself. What are three main things that you would tell yourself?
Oh man,
you didn't pre-warn him about me, did you, Ryan?
No, I didn't. I told him just to prepare.
I'm prepared. It's just so much has happened. You know, I say forgiveness, God first, because at one point in time, I wasn't as close to God as I am as I was growing up, as like now. I'm grateful for that. Third thing is, you got me on that one. I got two.
So that was one thing. You got two more. My question was three things.
Oh man, got me. I would say get married at a young age. Then another one. I say school could have did better in school.
Okay, so let's kind of go off of the first one that you said. You said that you weren't always in tune with God. What was that thing that got you in tune with God? What was that thing that made you closer with God?
Belief, believing, faith.
But I mean, did something happen in your life that made you closer to God? I mean, something must have happened. If there, at one point you weren't sure, let's say, and then all of a sudden you're sure.
Okay. I get personal here. I served 8 years in the military. I went to Iraq. I served in Iraq. And one point in time, I felt that no one really cared. No one really cared. And because I didn't get any letters, I had that feeling no one cared. So one day, I wrote a letter saying I love you to my kids and family and this and that. So I walked up on top of a building, and I was going to jump off. And...
Wow.
I'm kind of emotional. This
Well, you don't have to, man. But yeah. I'd love to hear the story. I mean, I always.
It's cool. It's cool. I want to tell a story. You know, it's cool. Something pulled me back, and I heard a voice say, "No, not your time." I don't know who it was when nobody out there but me. So I sat down and then I opened my eyes and there was a whole bunch of people around me. And it just hit me right there saying, like, thank you, God. I just kept saying it. And it just, by me seeing a lot of people around me, it just showed me that, you know, I do have a lot of people that care. And that's why I'm here today.
Yeah, man. Well, Easy Way cares. You know, Ryan and Music Pays cares. You have a ton of fans that care. I looked at your Twitter and your social media. You have a couple fans in queue right now. We'll be, you know, doing a couple questions maybe more towards the end of this segment. But I'm glad.
Eric, just to chime in too. We also want to let the fans know out there too that. We're going to be giving away a free gift pack to any one of the fans that we'll be choosing on air here today, too. So just FYI.
Yeah, and I want to tell everybody out there, any artists, anybody that's looking to produce music, anybody in the music industry, you know, we are going to be creating music, Easy Way Music, and we're talking to numerous record labels, numerous different situations, and you know, Music That Pays magazine is one of our partners, and we're always offering opportunities, and we're looking for. In fact, one thing we are going to be looking for. Whatever background music that is, I don't know which one it is, Ryan or UK Parker, we hear a bunch of background music, so we don't want that to be on air because this does get syndicated on major radio. So we are going to be opening opportunities to have people do new intros for the show, you know, put commercials in, and, you know, scoring for movies and films and TVs and situations that we work with. And so you guys definitely make sure that you're downloading the application. You're going to Easy Way Broadcasting. You're kind of following the movement. Downloading the app is the best way. So we're definitely open opportunities. But so Kay Parker, I'm thank you so much for sharing that with us. And if you don't mind, I think the second thing you said was you got married at an early age. I think that is whatever your story is could be very educational for many, many people that are in that same situation. You know, I have a feeling that, and I don't mean to dig too much on you, man, but I think your story can definitely be inspirational to a lot of people. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, you said that you got married at an early age. How did that affect you? You know, what was the pros and cons of that?
Well, I was young. Then, you know, being married at an early age, you can't really do everything that you wanted to do as far as your goals, different goals that you wanted to do as you were single. You know what I'm saying? You can't really you can't really party like you used to. You can't really your main focus is your family.
Mm-hmm.
Family first, everything. So that's basically what. And then I was in, you know, military, and I was so far away, and I really couldn't, you know, see her every day and this and that. So, you know, I just wanted to do things that, you know, a single person wants to do. That's basically what it is. You can't do much. You know, so you can't do a lot. You gotta go home early. You're hanging with the boys, you gotta go home early, all this and that. So that's basically what somewhat.
I didn't mean to chuckle, but I was just thinking of your wife sitting there listening to the wife or ex-wife or whatever your situation is, you know, listening to the show and being like, what? Sorry. But thank you for getting a little deeper with us, man, sharing your story. And so now moving forward into today, 2015, you know, congratulations on getting on the cover of Music That Pays magazine, over 60,000 subscribers, 25 cities. You know, I mean, that with Baby Bash of all people, who's you know, a platinum artist, and a lot of people know who Baby Bash is. He was signed to one of the biggest record labels, you know. And so tell us about your career now, moving forward.
Oh, moving forward. Oh man, I am very grateful for meeting Ryan, being on Air Track Music Records. There's more to come, you know. As you were saying, I'll be in Oakland at the Bullion Rally. I'll be performing there. And, you know, from there, it's just all the way up from here. I'm really thinking of, just thinking of success. You know, I just want people to know Kay Parker, know my story, just hear me. You know, I'm going up from here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, man. You know, I love what you're doing. Love the positivity. Love the fact that you're giving back. So Ryan, what does Kay Parker know about us? Is this his first time, or have you give him some 411 on what our movement is, what we're doing, or should I do that on the show?
I think you should do that on the show. I always think you should do that on the show.
Well, I mean, this is his time. I don't know if he already knows about it, you know. Well, Kay Parker, go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead. No, you're fine.
No, I lost my train of thought now. You go. No, I'm kidding. So, well, basically, Kay Parker, we're kind of like a mini Fox growing. We have a music department. We have a TV and film division. We have events division, fundraising. You know, we work with a little bit of everything. We're a one-stop shop in entertainment, business, sports, fashion, music, all that type of stuff. And you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. It's going to always be updated. And, you know, we have a calendar of really interesting events. We're actually involved with Special Olympics Mission VL, as well as Special Olympics Chicago right now. You know, we recently we're involved in a really big event at the Los Angeles Convention Center, 3-day expo, with over 75 different artists performing. The founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation spoke, as well as the founder of UGG Boots. I spoke. We had a 10,000 square foot section and opened up a lot of opportunities and met a lot of amazing people giving back to the community. Speaking of amazing people giving back to the community, networkeronwheels.com, guys. If you're giving back to your community, you can get free thumbnail advertising on networkeronwheels.com. Amazing individual. But yeah, and so we have an event coming up on April 25th with many known name celebrities that a lot of people will know. We'll be announcing all that. I'll be co-hosting that event, and it's in support of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, over 120,000 foster care kids. You know, the childrenstrustfund.net is more information there. And we're always getting involved in amazing things. We're very digital. And, you know, this is a radio broadcast to update people as well as give people a chance to share their stories and tell, you know, and inspire others to give back, you know. So that's a little bit about us. Me, I'm a talk show host, been a talk show host for a long time, I'm an award-winning talk show host, and not going to go into my resume, but you can Google me. And, you know, we're blessed to have you on the show, and we appreciate what you're doing. It sounds like you had some struggles, and then, you know, so what were some of the positives? Let's go. I mean, we've gone to the negative. Now let's go to the positive. And I wouldn't say negative. We've gone to the educational side of your life. What are some of the positives, and how did all that change? You know, what were some of the things that you know, besides God talking to you on an edge before jumping? You know, what were some other positive things that have happened in your life that steered you? How did you meet Ryan? You know, how did you get involved with your record label? You know, give us some inspirational words.
Okay, I met Ryan through Martha, and Martha I met through Heather, a friend of mine I was in the military with. And, you know, I stay in contact with a lot of people that I was in the military with. And that's basically it. From there, Martha believes in me, and there are many labels I've came across. And, you know, some were good, some were bad. And, you know, same way, they believed in me as well. But I felt that Martha really, really believed in me, really believed in me to take me to the top. And that's what she's doing now.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, you know, and thank you so much for serving our country, by the way. I salute you. Appreciate it. Thank you. So we're coming to the end of your segment, and if there's anything in particular you want to tell your friends or family, anything else you want to make sure that you get out there, please feel free to do so. And guys, after he does that, we have a special guest, which actually was in queue, but now she's not. So I will wait until she gets back in. Her name is Summer Arlene. She's the Executive Vice President of California Pictures at Paramount. Knows everybody in the studio world. We're going to talk a little bit about the organizational side of how you organize your business and how, you know, an established person organizes their business and monetizes and things like that. I'm going to text her. But, hey, go ahead, man. Talk to us about, you know, anything that you want to promo, any shout-outs you have for friends or family. You know, what's coming up? Ryan, you know, Cable Harker, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I'd like to thank – oh, go ahead, Ryan.
No, I was just going to ask. We definitely want to give out the free promo pack. So is there a possibility – do you have anybody in queue that might want to ask any questions?
Well, we had a couple people, but they actually dropped. We have one person here, but we're going to go ahead and grab 832-7850. If you're a fan of Kay Parker, please announce your name, where you're calling from, and chat with us and you know, join in the conversation. Or they're shy sometimes. 832-7850. If you're there, feel free to join the conversation or just keep listening. Okay, that's a shy call. That's a shy caller. Oh, there you are. Call. Okay, 832-7850. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Michelle, calling from Houston, Trinity Gardens.
Michelle, Houston, hey. Trinity Gardens. All right. Well, hey, we're on with Kay Parker and Ryan Brown with Music That Pays. Join the conversation, please.
I just want to say, Kay Parker, I am always inspired by your music. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you very much.
Well, and we'd like to do something for you, too. If you can go to our fans page, either instant message Kay Parker on Facebook, or you can go to Music That Pays on Facebook and instant message us. We'd love to send you out one of our promotional packs that includes a T-shirt and a copy of the CD as well as a physical copy of the magazine. So please just inbox us on our Facebook page, and we'll go ahead and get that sent out to you today.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for your support as well.
Always. You know I got mad love for you, Kay Parker.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we have another caller. I think this is Mike Precise, if I'm correct, if I remember the name. Is this Mike Precise?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, Mike, doing good, man. We got the social media wizard in the house.
Yeah, man.
So you've been listening to the whole show. You know, any comments, any questions for Kay Parker or Ryan?
Man, I just know that Kay Parker is doing what he needs to do, and you know, he's definitely going to be making it to the top. All I got to say, man, Kay, keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. I know you're from Houston. I'm from Austin. You know what I'm saying? So I got much Texas love for what you're doing out there. And, man, you definitely got a new member of your team, a new fan, and you're going to be doing great things, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
That's it? No questions?
Nah, man, that's no questions, man. The guy is it is what it is. He's definitely already established himself in the music game. You really can't tell Kay Parker too much of nothing, because Kay Parker is going to do Kay, and obviously what Kay is doing with God is working for him, man. So I think the new questions that will be revealed to him, he'll have the answers for along his new journey down, you know, success.
That was deep, man. That was deep. That was deep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And then so do you guys want to go ahead and announce your social media? So if anybody wants to follow you and feels what they heard today, you know, including you, Mike. You know, I know. You know, go ahead and tell my listeners real quick a little bit about, you know, what you do and who you are and what you stand for.
Yeah, my name is Mike Precise. I've been doing social media for almost 4 years now, hardcore social media, as well as I've done radio for about 2.5 years. Right now I'm helping out new upcoming artists as well as established artists with social media campaigns, driving traffic to numerous spots and, you know, getting them to where they want to be so that they can, you know, do what they love, man. I'm very passionate about social media. I'm very passionate about success, and I'm very passionate about achieving dreams and helping people achieve their dreams. So it's not about me. It's about everybody else to me. And I just, you know, Social media is one of the top-notch things right now that anybody could invest in, or anybody could, have a part of their team. So, you know, it's just a privilege to be a part of everything that's going on today.
Definitely. All right, Ryan, and we do have our next guest on the call, guys. So we got to get to the next segment. Ryan, what's your Twitter for all the fans? And Kay Parker, what's your Twitter for all the fans to follow you guys?
MusicThatPays.com. That's all you need to know. That's everywhere you need to be. That's all I got.
There we go. Kay Parker, what's yours?
My Twitter is at IamKayParker.
IamKayParker. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the show, guys. We really appreciate it. Yeah, inspiring story, Kay Parker. Keep up the good work. You know, we support you. Hashtag Easy Way. All right, guys, we're going to go to Summer Lean. As I told you guys, we have the Executive Vice President of California Pictures at Paramount. And she's a very good friend of mine, one of our consultants for Easy Way Broadcasting. And Summer Aline is on air. She got her own radio show, too. So now you're in my world. Summer, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
I'm good, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, hiding in Palm Springs right now. Got a whole bunch of work to do and getting ready for the new novel.
The new novel? You're doing a novel?
Marvel film.
Oh, Marvel, like Wolverine and Cyclops and Marvel and Iron Man.
Yep.
Okay. Nice.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Forget me. I want to know more about Marvel. What's going on with Marvel?
I actually can't say much.
I'm sworn to secrecy.
I know. I tell you, but I like my job.
Yeah, well, I like you having your job, too, because I get in your circle, so let's keep
you
having your job.
Exactly, I prefer not to get fired.
All right, well, let's just say that, never mind, I won't even go there. I don't even want to pry.
Well, we
all know, I mean, I'll ask and I'll say something, and you can nod your head yes and maybe cough or something if I'm correct. I don't know.
Okay.
But does it have anything to do with Stan Lee directly? Because I know he's the man with Marvel.
and a friend.
And he's a friend. Okay, well, there you
and
go.
He's a
so, that's pretty cool. I love it. All right, so today what I wanted to talk about with you, Summer, is, I mean, you've been in the industry for a very long time. I don't want to age you, but, you know,
13
you work...
13 and I'm 31. Yeah, I've been in for 13 years and I'm 31.
You're gorgeous, and you know, former Victoria's Secret model, and you have your radio show, you're doing your thing, but you're mainly doing your thing in the studio world, and I know a lot of people.
I'm afraid of the independent world. You'll scare
you?
Me. Yes, independent people scare me. I never know what to do.
Why is that?
Because you guys have your own way of doing things in the independent world, and I'm only used to the studio way. I was raised on there's the right way, the wrong way, and the studio way, and two of those are the same thing.
Okay. I'd say I know that we have a little bit of different worlds, but you know.
I know.
So all right. So here's my question for you, because this the topic of today is organization. You know, industry organization. You know, and you. So can you tell us a little bit about your company, about you, what you do as a consultant, what you mainly do, and then you know how. Do you stay organized? How do you follow up? How do you?
I have
those deals?
Three assistants right now.
Okay. Oh, that's
a trick. But even when I didn't, I always stayed on top of things. The biggest thing in the industry is follow through. You're only as good as your word.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a lot of going back, double checking what you wrote down yesterday, making sure it's been done to completion, and taking every project, no matter the stage, from conception format to completion. It's about making sure that everyone involved gets what they need. What I do is if you're over time, over budget, over anything, I fix it. If your business is in trouble, I fix it. If your film is over time, over budget, I fix it. So my job in the world of Hollywood is to make sure that everything comes in under time, under budget, and makes money, film, be it anything.
So you're a pretty
good
person to know.
Oh, I'm a damn good person to know. There are only a few people in Hollywood that do my job. I can make any film profitable. I've never had a flop. And I've never had any company or film fold on my watch. So
okay.
That's what I do. I choose the correct projects for the format for the industry at the time. I make sure that it's economic. I make sure that anything that is chosen is viable. I mean, it's really looking at businesses and looking at the current times and where we're going to be in a couple of years and making sure everything is financially viable. It doesn't matter how much you love a project or a company or anything. If it's not financially viable, you're wasting your time.
I agree. So how do you make it financially viable?
You make sure that it follows a proven format. You know, there's the expression, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. It's one thing to cut time, it's one thing to cut costs. It's another to reinvent the wheel. Every time you take a project and you try and format it yourself, I have never seen that succeed. Tried and true formats, tried and true processes exist for a reason. And Hollywood doesn't like to waste money. So everything they do is based on what's going to take the least cost, the least effort, the least manpower, and give you the best product. The same is applied to business. What's going to give you the most for the least? And that works in any format, in any business. And part of that is making sure that everything you do is financially viable. If you choose something that's not financially viable, you are in a lot of trouble. You got to stick to not necessarily what you know, but you have to stick to what makes financial sense. Really,
okay.
It's what makes financial sense.
And so I wanted to just cover on real quick what qualifies you and your credits and your resume and stuff. Who are some of the people that you work with and some of the people that you've helped?
I've worked with Deb Ross. She was the first female staff writer at Disney, made over $1 billion to Universal. I worked for the president of Paramount. I worked with Fox, NBC, ABC, Televisa, which is Univision. I work with Netflix. I work with Hulu. I work with Crackle. I work with Easy Way Broadcasting because I love them. I have worked with most major companies. I've never worked with Columbia, but I do know a lot of people that work there. So I've worked with everybody in every stage of production. I started as an assistant after I was Victoria's Secret model and worked my way up. Now I'm the executive VP of Howard Hughes Company, California Pictures over at Paramount. I've worked with most studios, and I've made them all money, so they love me.
Well, I think anybody that makes anybody money is going to be extremely loved, and that
very
seems to
popular.
Be
makes you very popular.
So that seems to be what makes the world go round. I'm more of a not just you can't take money with you type of guy, but yeah, you got to love money. And so what,
yeah, I know, and I'm trying to make sure everyone makes money that I'm involved with. That's my job, is to make sure that people's dreams can be financially viable. I mean, a dream
definitely is
a wonderful thing, but my job is to make sure that your dream makes you enough money to survive.
Exactly. And what do you think drives your success and everything that you just mentioned?
Money. I'm good at making money, and I truly love the entertainment industry. I think that film and television is the most exciting medium that we have in today's day and age, with the new distribution platforms and the new ways that people are accessing entertainment content and entertainment products. I think that it has the most beautiful reach of anything. We reach into people's homes, we reach into their minds, we're in people's living rooms. So I think there also needs to be a little bit of responsible, I think we need to take some responsibility, and I think that the fact that we do reach into people's homes and lives means that what we do is pretty damn special. Because long after we're gone, those radio waves are still going through space, and people are still hearing them.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm gonna. This isn't gonna be a commercial break, but I'm actually gonna be announcing. We really appreciate Gucci, GOUCHTI design.com, who did the Easy Way Broadcasting website. So if you guys like the new website and you're interested in getting a website done, SEO, any of that type of stuff, you want to contact Gucci Design. .com. We also want to say thank you to our new official client, sponsor, and partner, LaTip International, LaTip.com, which is the largest, the oldest business-to-business organization in America, as well as international. And actually encourage people to go to actorse.com, click on the Eric Zulli birthday show, and you'll see some cool endorsements from some really cool people. I want to say thank you to the Family Film Awards and the Olympia Awards. And so, you know, we have a thing coming up potentially at the Hilton Hotel summer with the Family Film Awards and Antonio Giolini. And we definitely invite you and Dev and everybody to come out to that. We also have, you know, the Wonder
you
Wonder
and
people.
I will be there.
Of course, yay! That means it's going to be a party.
Are you done with me? I better run away, or I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, I don't want you to lose your job. All right, well, I try to keep you as long as I can. One, because you're beautiful, you're gorgeous. Your voice is going to get me listens. But all right, well, we will let you go, Summer. Thank you so much. Do you want to say your social media or anything, or do you want to just say no? I can't. I'm a studio person. You can't get to me.
I really can't do shit. Yeah, I'm. You can find me. I mean, if you find me, I'm always happy to look at your script. I'm always looking for new content. You'll probably get my assistant or tackle Eric. Go get Eric. He knows me.
Thank you so much for you were just on our panel at the Sun Expo with John Reynolds and Patty and Dev, and that was amazing. We'll be putting out content pretty soon, guys. You'll be able to see and hear some really amazing information on writing and movies and funding and films and TV. And I mean, they were on about an hour panel on our stage at the Sun Expo Los Angeles Convention Center. So we really appreciate you, Summer, and maybe plug your radio show real quick.
I have a show called Behind the Scenes. We have over 1 million listeners. I am on every single Friday Night Live. We play on DKRN, Sirius Radio, IPM Nation. We are in 2 podcasts, and we are going to be on 6:40 a.m.
Well, there you go. That rocks. Well, we don't want you to lose your job. So, Summer, thank you so much for coming on and, you know, keep doing it the
easy way. I always do it the easy way.
I know. We love you for it. All right, Summer, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon, Eric. Bye.
All right, guys. So we have had Kay Parker, who's an inspirational artist. He's doing his thing. And we have Music That Pays, the CEO of Music That Pays magazine. And we're going to go ahead and go to a little bit of music by my girl Angelique Bates, which is from All That. She's an amazing actress. She's actually doing a comic now. She's got a comic project, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And, you know, we'll see what else comes up. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, powered by WTV Networks, syndicated to Genesis Radio Birmingham out there in the UK, Soul Center Magazine, and Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, and numerous other partners. We appreciate all of our partners, sponsors, and clients, and we'll be right back.
Easy, I've known you forever, like years. I'm not going to age myself, but you come a long way. I'm proud of you. Keep on doing your thing. Keep on, keep it on.
Yes, I've been thinking it's time to start drinking. My whole life is falling apart. Well, I'm stressed and depressed and my life is a mess. And I gotta make a new start. Well, I don't know why, but it seems, girl, that I've got an addictive personality. 'Cause I haven't left home in God knows how long since I picked up a laptop to see. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I just can't get it on back. Well, it all started with a little MySpace, and then soon that just wasn't enough. Now I'm out on the streets trying to score a few tweets. This cyber life can be so tough. Well, I can't remember the last time I slept, and I sure don't remember this beard. Well, my phone has stopped ringing and no one stops by. I know my friends think I am weird. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I wanna get it on back. Won't you please take me back to the day?
Baby, drop it low, I'll bring it back up. I promise I'll be good, I won't back up. I love the way she.
Easy Way Broadcasting segment, Turbo Time, with your host, the star of Breaking 1 and Breaking 2, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers.
Hello. How you doing? Much love to everybody. Assalamu alaikum. Bush Lahim, Shalom, Barev. Anyhow, how you guys doing? Easy Way. Eric.
I'm giving you the time, brother. I'm here. If you say my name, I'm here. I'll take over all the time.
Well, you know what,
what's
Mr.
up?
Zulu, let everybody know on our international spectrum, for the record, it is official that Breaking and Breaking 2 are going to be released on Blu-ray April 21st. The thing is, now, before looking at those films, not as a has-been 80s cheesy film, but as the element of hip-hop, that was across those two films. What they represent was a household crossover into the world of DJing, graffiti, b-boying, popping, locking, whacking, everything that encompasses the art of hip-hop freestyle dance now was in those films before you got served in the Step It Up movies. Everybody's looking at those films and going, wow, this was the precedent, you know, to establish theatrical greatness in the form of freestyle dance. I want to give a special shout-out. Before the movie Breaking, there was one gentleman who crossed over into the theatrics and cinema. His name is Crazy Legs from the original Rocksteady crew in New York. Crazy Legs and the breakdancers from New York, they were in the movie Beat Street, but before Beat Street, they were making a lot of noise, I mean, with their dance skills. And when the production of Flashdance, you know, when it happened, they were looking to take Jennifer Bills to the next level as a jazz dancer, and Crazy Legs took a position in that film as an extra, but actually he was a stunt double. He actually put the wig on and the leotards, you know, and it's funny that it seems it was Hollywood greatness, because if anybody goes back to that glory shot when Jennifer Bills was doing the audition scene in Flashdance, what a feeling, I'm like this. When she jumped in the air, they did a really serious editing thing, and then, boom, when she hit the floor, it was Crazy Legs in disguise who did the windmill on the backspin, and everybody was, like, introduced to breakdancing. Right after that film, I think the whole world was going, what the heck is this dance style? Just before Flashdance, there was a group, the New York City Breakers, on That's Incredible. It was a TV show with Sarah Purcell. So I want to give a shout-out to the B-boys and the B-girls and the veterans from New York who have paved the way in music videos and television, and maybe they were featured for a few seconds in a wild spot. But I thank them, and God bless all them and their families, that this is a time and age in 2015 where breakdancing is very well respected on a global spectrum. And I want to give a special shout out to the staff, the existing staff of the now defunct Soul Train. When, rest in peace, Don Cornelius. When Don Cornelius came out with Soul Train, it was a different form than Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Soul Train actually just hired kids from the streets and the clubs and let them do their thing, and we got all these great dance moves. The thing is, I want to give a shout-out to the existing staff and thanking them for giving inner-city kids a forum. Now to you, Eric, and the whole Easy Way forum. I want to give a shout-out to United Kingdom, Japan, Korea, especially London. One of the things about London, the West End, you know, and the Brits, they have always, throughout history in media, it has been proven that United Kingdom has always had a place for entertainers, whether they have their glory days or not, to just be showcased. From Eartha Kitt to Josephine Baker to Barry White to Terrence Trent D'Arby to Roland from the Fine Young Cannibals. I mean, there's a lot of people from the United States, when work was slow here, they went to London, and big ups to London and the West End and the Hippodrome and the BBC, because the Brits, they, you know, they love good quality music, you know. And I really like this forum because what you've done, Eric, you've created a network that is universal. Well, we have Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Brazil, Mexico. We have everybody tuning into this. And the thing about this new media revolution, it's not just dance. It's music. It's entertainment. Even your executive moguls, Women in Power, the lady that you just got through interviewing, you know, she's moving up in the entertainment industry. And I think a lot of people now, this new consciousness, this new wave of non-colorization or profiling, it's a beautiful thing because there's a lot of young people coming in this business, and they want valid careers. And you know what? I want to just show love to everybody that not only respects my films, but respects other people who employ freestyle, who give people a forum to and a voice to just be. You know, talent artists are always struggling, but you are not an artist until you have proven yourself as a global commodity. And when you've proven yourself as a global commodity, those different nations and different countries should all voice one thing and say, you know what, he's good for me, and validate you. So big ups to Easy Way. Yes.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you mentioned Soul Train. You know that we had the whole cast.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the whole cast, but we had the whole maybe 20 of the dancers from Soul Train on our stage at the Ascend Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Yes.
It was an amazing meeting.
You know
there.
What? When I found out about that, here's the deal. I really would like for you to follow up on this, Eric. Check this out. I found out through my sources that Magic Johnson has shares in the Soul Train franchise, meaning there's something brewing and somebody's going to try to do a new Soul Train. Now, get this. This is extra crispy. If I'm blue shrimp, when there's something juicy, it's extra crispy. It means twice baked. Check this out. Here's the deal. The 411 is this. Soul Train has a Soul Train cruise. It would be very interesting, Eric, if you could, you or the powers that be or anybody listening, to contact the Soul Train Cruise, and have you host a review where you get all the original Soul Train dancers, and we go on a cruise with musical acts, and we have a Soul Train line while everybody's eating and gambling and doing things. Well, guess what? When it's nighttime or even during the day, we're going to work that cardio. We're going to put the music on. We're going to get you in the Soul Train line. We're going to twerk. We're going to crump. We're going to pop. We're going to lock. And we're going to be young again, but you can be the host of it. So I think that would be really cool.
You can co-host with me. And, you know, I was thinking, what do you think of this? We are actually working on our talk show and everything. And my Chewy, I'm Chelsea, and my Chewy, you know, every talk show also always has a sidekick of some sort. We're going to actually be working with an amazing girl that you were on the last show that dances in the wheelchair, the walk and roll thing. We were thinking about actually...
Yeah.
Yeah, talking to her and being one of my sidekicks, my assistants, my Chewy on the show. And so we're thinking about, you know, dealing with the whole disability challenge situation. And I think it's a completely different twist. By the way, guys, nobody can steal that idea because it is copyrighted, trademarked, everything possible. It's gonna be amazing. So that's something that we're thinking of. And I think you should co-host or you should do a segment with it. Because that is your idea, and that's a great idea. But we are pretty integrated right now with the Soul Train group, so I'm definitely going to bring that up to them.
Oh yeah, because you know what? If you go on the website SoulTrain.com or Soul Train Cruises, they have a lineup like Gladys Knight. They're like a lot of great R&B acts. Those are the musical acts. But our proposal will be, you could do live from the Soul Train Cruise, the Easy Way Show aboard the Seven Seas. Wherever they port or wherever they are, you can actually have a live remote and have a satellite linked up. So anybody tuning in can actually have a live stream. They can see what's happening on the boat. You know
it's funny. It's funny that you said. It's funny that you're saying the live thing because we are talking to one of the more established companies with technology as far as live broadcast goes. And we're working on a special cell phone that we're going to be carrying around with us. That's a pretty big screen. That's going to start shooting us live when we're in situations. People will be able to go to easywaybroadcast.com, letter Z, click on live broadcast, and be that right there and then. They can chat. They can be a part of the whole action. And then afterwards, we'll be doing blogging that people can enjoy and they can share on social media and stuff like that. And so the live is where it's at. You're talking about the boat. We are working with a friend of mine who actually owns a yacht and actually charters out yachts. And we're talking about a show on a yacht. And see, guys, you got to turn into the show because the only way that you're going to hear what Boo Goo Shrimp's up to, what I'm up to, and some of these amazing ideas is the show. We don't put it anywhere else. You got to tune in every week. But you know, we're thinking about a TV show with a very major network. I can't mention what it is, but it's a network. It starts with a T. I'll give you that much. To basically create, you know, to shoot and broadcast a show on a yacht, and it's kind of in conjunction with what you're talking about. So we are in the works of that right now.
What's really cool, Eric, I don't want you to miss this point. In 1991, I did a film called Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. It was a sequel to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with Keanu Reeves and Alex Winters. Well, guess what? While I played the good robot in the movie, one day on the set, a limousine pulls up while we were filming at Magic Mountain in Valencia, California, and it's Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley from KISS. They're like, hey, man, are you the band? I'm like, no, because we were in costume. They thought we were the band, because we were full-on metal. I was like, no, dude, we're dancers. So Gene's like, well, do something. And Paul's like, yeah, let's see it. So we start popping, and I start doing my robotics, right? I thought it was the coolest thing, but look, that was 1991. I just heard that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, they have a football team. It's like L.A. KISS or KISS Live or something. The thing is, I would really like for you, Eric, get a hold of Gene Simmons and Paul Sandlin and find out about that football team, and let's do an Easy Way broadcast helping their football team, you know, with Gene, you, me, Gene, and Paul, and we do something really cool. I mean, because we worked on a film, this could be, like, really cool. Matter of fact, it would be really awesome if you can orchestrate a Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey reunion. Now, look, get Keanu Reeves, get Gene Simmons, and Paul Stanley, and we do a screening of Bill and Ted's, and Pam Grier, and we do like a revisit to Bill and Ted's. And make them do the Easy Wave. That would be cool.
So you know, well, you mentioned Gene Simmons. You know, I actually met the ex-wife or the wife, or I actually met... Yeah, I met her at the World Dance Awards, and you know, we had a couple cool conversations, and so that's definitely a possibility. I love the ideas that brew here on the show, and that's what it is. And guys, a couple announcements to everybody, so you can put this in your calendar. And yes, finally, it is easy. It is easy to use. Our brand is easy, yet we weren't easy. We were a little hard to figure out things and whatnot. But now, compliments of GucciDesign.com. We have EasyWayBroadcasting.com. You can click on calendar, and everything that we do is right there on the calendar. You can subscribe. You can go to all the different functionalities. And I wanted to take some time. And anything else that you wanted to particularly get out, Boogaloo, because I want to make sure we take some time to let everybody know all the cool functionalities and what's going on with the new website.
Well, you know what? I definitely want everybody to pay attention to the new consciousness. Right now, breakdancing is one facet of an art form. Freestyle dance on YouTube is dubstepping, popping, locking, and robotics, and a lot of other things. Please pay attention because there's a lot of – it's a dance revolution. You know, it's a dance evolution. The thing is, there's a new consciousness, and people are really paying attention to my particular style of liquid animation, which is a robotics kind of derived from Marcel Marceau, Ray Harryhausen, stop motion animatronics. We're imitating, you know, my dance moves, we're imitating that. I want to give a special shout out to Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. We worked out a few years ago, but I love what he did after Riverdance. And Jennifer Lopez, God bless her with American Idol. And everybody tune in to Dancing with the Stars. Patti LaBelle, Patti LaBelle is one of the cast. I want to give a special shout-out to Kiriani Nava, a former fly girl from In Living Color. And I want to give a special shout-out to the show Black-ish. Tracy Ellis, Anthony Anderson, Miles Brown. This is a wonderful ensemble, and they did a very special thing. They all were fans of Breaking 2 when I did my dancing on the ceiling thing. And just before the Academy Awards, I was on set, and they said they were going to do a tribute with Miles Brown going on the ceiling. Well, that's definitely there on YouTube. Check it out. But much respect to the staff and the producers and the writers for doing that sizzle reel for Black-ish around the time of Academy Awards as a homage to my film Breaking 2. Big shout-out to Lionel Richie, everybody. Lionel Richie is on tour. He's in Europe. He should be coming soon. Chucky Booker. Big shout-out to the Jacksons. They're planning some things. Much love to Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Lady Gaga's doing a lot of wonderful things out there. And Madonna, she's doing some wonderful things. I heard New Kids on the Block. You know, they're doing their thing. And also, big shout-out to the Backstreet Boys for getting it together. Much love, AJ. And other than that, please tune in. I'm sending a shout-out to Taboo from Black Eyed Peas, Will.i.am, please. Get Easy Way Broadcasting info, call in at your liberty. Lou Pizarro from the Repo Man, much love. Thump Records, Paula Cassis, Bill Walker. Got to give a shout-out to Tom Loke, Lisa, Vanilla Ice. Hey, man, keep it going. Vanilla Ice and the Freestyle Family are going to be in concert April 25th at the Queen Mary. Check it out. Go on the website. There's a really big freestyle kind of dance party thing going on. Queen Mary, April 25th. Check it out. Much love to everybody. Steven Spielberg, John Landis, everybody.
All right, thank you so much, Boogaloo. I appreciate it. And shout-outs to everybody that you mentioned. And, guys, going into a couple of the updates on the Easy – this is the Easy Way 411 segment. Coming up, we have a private mansion event in San Clemente on Sunday the 22nd. We have April 25th at the Valley College in Los Angeles. It's going to be a celebrity flag football game. I will be co-hosting that game. It's in support of the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, and it's one child at a time celebrity flag football. It's going to be amazing. It's only $10 a ticket. It goes from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and Easy Way Broadcasting is a sponsor, a partner, supporter. Shout-outs to Jackie Solomon and everything that she does. Last year was amazing at the Staples Center. And what they do is very amazing. We are involved with the Special Olympics Chicago. We are involved with the Special Olympics Mission Viejo. Shout out to my dad and Knights of Columbus and what they're doing. There is an event coming up, and we're going to be holding a opportunity to be able to get involved in things like this. But there's very private events that we have coming up. That let's just say it's with one of the biggest NBA stars, and it's at his private estate. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the Special Olympics Chicago. And just keep tuning in, guys. Keep again, if you download the application, you'll know about these. Some will be private, some will be open. Some there'll be different types of events, but at least you'll know what's going on. So that's a little bit of the event updates. As far as the website, so here's what's going on. I'm going to go through page by page here real quick. The About Us section, we're still updating it, but you're going to see an idea of who the team is, who's on our board, you know, who's a consultant for us, what we're about. You know, our affiliates and our sponsors, all that type of stuff. And we appreciate Gucci Design for the amazing design that he's done. We also have a shop. We actually have a digital mall now. And if anybody is trying to sell their products and is giving back to their community, contact us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com on Twitter, Facebook. We're very easily reachable. We will, you know, talk about putting your products on our shop. We have a video gallery as well as a photo gallery, and if anybody's familiar with Wire Image, Getty, PR Photos, Associated Press, it's going to be very similar to that. We have our sponsors and partners section, and the biggest section. Now, this is really cool, guys, and this is legitimate facts and numbers. We are in a completely different server, a completely different situation. The numbers, the demographics, everything on Google Analytics is great. It's amazing. I mean, we launched this site like maybe a week ago. We're already at 1,723 something actual impressions, not like actual visitors, and we're seeing exactly where they're coming from. And so if anybody's interested in advertising with us It's very simply done now. You can advertise anywhere on the site, and you can actually measure your analytics per your own ad. And so that is amazing. We really appreciate Gucci Design and MyPocket.org for that. We have a blog section. So everything that you're hearing from Boogaloo, everything you heard from the Executive Vice President of California Pictures, Summer, myself, anything you hear on the radio show, we're going to be followed up with blogs. We're offering an internship program as well. If anybody's interested in getting involved and helping to update on blogging or coming to events, and we always need volunteers at these events, so you can hit us up again at the Contact Us section or booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. And our news section, so let me tell you how this is working, guys. This is pretty cool. You can actually, whatever we cover, we're going to put on the – you click on news and it takes you to the news covers. There's three different sections. One's the pictures, then you have the video, and then you have another picture under it. But there's going to be a button that's going to take you to a whole other page a whole other website. Because we have a website called WTVnetworks.com. A lot of you guys know about it. For those of you tuning in just now, it's WTVnetworks.com. Close to 8 million viewers. And we were involved with Akon and many, many, many people. We have over 8 terabytes of content. Our library is ridiculous. We can keep content going out forever. So this is the general all-around one-stop shop website to go to. So it's not complicated for anybody anymore. But then it's going to take you to other sites and how things work. The other thing is we have our Easy Way Angels program, our Easy Way Angels division. If you're a model, inspiring actress, a singer, any of that stuff, you contact Patty Morris, and we're going to be doing a lot of fun things with our angels. Check out that. Our promotion section. This is everybody's wondering what it is that we do. If you want to know what we do on a business perspective, if you want to get your brand out there, you want to get yourself out there, that is what we do. But we do it on a digital perspective, and our partners are some of the biggest people in entertainment, corporate, and motivational in the nonprofit genre. We do social media marketing. We do consulting. We do event producing. We do product placement. We do PR marketing. We do fundraising. We have 7 different divisions. We do a lot. And so definitely check that out. Hit us up. Contact us. And then we have a live broadcast section. So anything that we do, we have three studios that we've locked in. One is a 22,000 square foot studio in Orange County. The other is another studio we're about to put a lease on in Los Angeles. And we have a studio on Melrose and Hollywood. We're partners with Actors Reporter. So we have many different ways of broadcasting out content. And that'll be on the live broadcast via Ustream. You can check out the channel, the Easy Show channel. And then we will also be working potentially with another company, which will be all of our on-site broadcasting. So if you're in India, this is so cool. If you're in India and you want to hang out with we'll put it out on a blog. We'll let you guys know what's going on. We'll let you know the date. And you want to hang out with us on set and you want to be a part of it, you can be a part of it. You can literally – it'll be like you're there. You know, and then we'll be opening opportunities for you to actually be there. It's going to be amazing, guys, so keep tuning in. Remember, it's hashtag EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, hashtag EasyWay Cares. We work with over 31 different nonprofits. We help raise awareness and funding as best as we possibly can. If you are a nonprofit, if you're giving back to your community, please hit us up. And we do over 3 different radio shows, soon to be 5. And we appreciate Blog Talk Radio making us one of the featured podcast stations of all Blog Talk Radio, 1.3 million members. We have close to 700,000 listeners, and we are here for you. If you're interested in advertising with us, contact us at 424-209-9290. I want to also give myself a little bit of plug. Just did the cover of Avant-Garde Magazine. That's AvantGarde magazineonline.com with my partner for E2N Network, Shelley Hunt. We have a little bit of an announcement of the television network we're launching next year. I want to also announce our new partners, Rhinox Bay Media, which they've done Donald Trump's The Apprentice, Colony, Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. It goes on and on and on and on. We are very strong in our production. We're doing commercials. We're doing a lot of different things. So, and definitely check out Soul Central Magazine. Boogaloo, by the way, you are a cover of that magazine along with myself. We actually had it there at the Ascent Expo. And you guys can go to soulcentralmagazine.com for more information on that. We appreciate all of our partners. We appreciate all of our listeners. We appreciate all you guys for taking the time to listen to the show today. Please follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Instagram, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And keep tuning in for all of our events and all of our opportunities. And we do have a little mini Twitter in my application now. That's a new thing that we have, so everybody can communicate with each other. The new thing that we're doing, this is the first time announced, we have a community coming out where people literally can be a member of the movement that we're doing. It's kind of like Facebook, kind of like Twitter. It's going to help nonprofits. And we have 5 different fundraising companies and investment companies and people that want to be a part of this giving back situation, Easy Way Cares. It's going to be amazing. So keep tuning in. We appreciate our guest, Kay Parker. We appreciate Ryan Brown with Music That Pays Magazine. Thank you so much for being a guest in the first segment. We appreciate you, Boogaloo Shrimp, the man behind the legend of dance. Congratulations on all your accomplishments. Appreciate your segment. We appreciate Summer Lean, Executive Vice President of California Pictures. And we appreciate all of our board members, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, Larry Namer, Chris Donovan, former director of the Golden Globes, Casey Thomas, who is a consultant for American Idol, the NFL. It goes on and on. Ernie Singleton, former president of MCA Records. And you can see more if you want to go to Easy Way Broadcasting. We appreciate everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. And remember, keep doing it the easy way. Next week, we got some really amazing guests, and we're going to keep, and hit us up. Hit us up and tell us what you guys want to hear. If there's any educational situations you need, we want to educate, motivate, and elevate. That's what we're about. So thank you so much, guys. We're going to go ahead and put on a quick little commercial, and then we're going to go ahead and end the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, hashtag easy way. Appreciate all you guys. Tune in next week. It's going to be an amazing show every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, syndicated worldwide. Appreciate it. And we really appreciate our new sponsor, client, and partner, LaTip International, LaTip.com. All right, guys, it's been Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk Live. Tune in Sunday to Humanitarian Radio, 3 o'clock, with Jenny Boyce Claire and Tony St. Tone, because they will be giving back in an amazing way. You don't want to miss it. All right, guys, catch you next week.
Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way. Life is hard for outlaw the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zhu Li. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zhu Li and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.